What are some of the key ways to tell fake news from real news?
If only I had some simple answers for that. As you mentioned, we find ourselves in a really complex, fast-evolving news and information landscape. And yes, fueled by social media networks, but also to the rise in new technologies like smart speakers. So we all understand the importance for credible and reliable information, you know, to guide our personal lives, you know, where we get the right sort of information on health, to guide our political and also our professional lives. So how we get informed is really important. And we do know that, you know, there are rising levels of misleading information out there. Some of it, you know, with deliberate intent, as we've seen, particularly the rise in Europe and America, you know, to sway political outcomes, messages of hate, political propaganda. And of course, then there's just wrong content out there or misleading content that, you know, people might just get the wrong end of the stick and, you know, throw it out into social media, and all of a sudden, you know, 25,000 people are agreeing with what they may view about a certain topic. So I think it's really important that we're having a broader conversation about that, and it's a conversation that's really got to involve media organisations, educators, you know, policymakers, because it is a shared challenge, and we all need to recognise the existence of the, you know, the rise in false and misleading information. Of course, it's always been around, but it's moving faster and reaching us quicker. And develop sort of a new form of critical thinking, really, in terms of, you know, when you pick up something on your news feed, how you then actually convince yourself that it's from a reliable and credible source. So, you know, there's new forms of learning that have got to come into this, and part of that is asking some really critical questions about, you know, where's this bit of information come from, who's behind it, what's their intent, is this being actually carried by other credible news and information sources, and, you know, of course, there's a lot of mechanisms now that are available to us, like reverse Google image search, where you can pop in an image and, you know, check out to see where it's appeared before, because particularly at times like, you know, what we're seeing in the States now with floods and, you know, fast-moving news stories, often really misleading, inaccurate images getting introduced into the swirl of information. So the thing is, we really need to get smarter at how we actually ingest the content that's being thrown at us. And part of that, you know, lies with, you know, what's happening in schools, but also importantly what's happening with media and platform organisations. We really have a big responsibility to help the public here.
Now, you mentioned schools and educators just then. What can educators do to be more equipped to guide students through this?
Well, I think we've recently done some research across the sector in Tasmania, and you know, while most of them are teachers, 77% feel like they have the confidence to guide students on what's true and can be trusted. Nearly a quarter don't. So clearly there's a piece about, you know, our own adult learning that needs to be addressed here, whether or not I'm a teacher or not. But also to how to implement these conversations into learning, because they are, you know, leading a generation that has grown up with the internet and social media. So,
and fake news, really.
And fake news, that's right. I mean, we've always had fake news in the back of our ground, but, you know, fake news is just a constant threat. And so there does need to be sort of a broader understanding of how the media and how social media networks actually operate, you know, the power of the algorithms and the social and ethical dimensions of what happens when you share something that's suspect and what impact that can have. You know, clearly there are a lot of conversations very vibrantly and importantly so now in schools about cyber safety. Cyber accuracy needs to sort of be you know, part of many, many conversations. The greatest rash, really, of misleading content globally tends to be in science and health literacy. So traditionally under media arts, which is part of the Australian curriculum, these conversations can be had, and many schools are really embracing them, as well as, you know, supporting students with making their own media content as part of the curriculum. But, you know, these sort of challenges and misinformation perhaps need to be broadened into, you know, science lessons and health awareness workshops, you know, well-being type of subjects. And to that end, you know, our research has found that there are teachers are really needing some more specific guidance on this, and also to more relevant contemporary resources, because if you're going to stand up and talk to a group of 14-year-olds about what's happening on Snapchat, you know, chances are the experts are in the room.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is important that, you know, the right sort of support is provided. And the ABC last week had Media Literacy Week across all the ABC platforms, you know, really great content, resources and conversations. And ABC Education has some brilliant curriculum-aligned plans and just sort of insights, because part of one of the big trends to actually supporting community better media literacy in the community is, you know, more transparency from journalists and media organisations about how we do our business.
And on that, how do you think journalists and social media organisations and media organisations can be more transparent with this information?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see, you know, an expansion of content like explainers behind the scenes, you know, sort of how we construct stories, why we choose to do them certain ways, how we're embracing new technologies. I think also, too, through collaboration that, you know, there was a conference last week in Hobart, a national event called Navigating the News, and if you're interested in that, some of the highlights are on iView. But one of the big things that really emerged is that we're entering an era where there really needs to be more collaboration between media organisations and indeed platforms on this very question. How can we actually create a healthier ecosystem to you know, prioritise reliable information and you know, dampen down the rise and popularity of misleading and harmful content.
And so, in terms of people who actually consume this news, like just ordinary Australians, how can we navigate this? How can we be better at fact-checking so that we can identify the prioritised news?
Yeah, so there is the rise. Another part of what journalists and media organisations are doing is providing fact-checking services. And, you know, steer you towards the RMIT, ABC Fact Check. Conversation's got a really, really effective one. Check in with those. Also to, you know, try to trace your sources. So if you are reading something and your eyebrows going up, you know, just play that little game about take it back to where it came from and actually interrogate the intent of the source. You know, it could just be a really fancy piece of advertising, or it could be a very malicious piece of misleading content that's, you know, deliberately planted into public realm to create a desired impact. And the Senate Standing Committee is actually, you know, looking at this very question now about how misleading information has had an impact online in the previous election, and obviously we're going to the polls in 2019. So I think, you know, there is an increased awareness that you know, that we can be played quite easily, and the rise of automation really accelerates this process because, you know, we have what's called news bots now, which are actually aggregating certain content and prioritising it. So, you know, there are big questions here for platforms, you know, for the likes of Facebook and Google, who, you know, have responded with, you know, news literacy initiatives of their own. You know, there's obviously pressure for new laws, new control. But So it really does need to be a multifaceted thing. But I guess it gets back to, you know, what can an individual do? Is just, you know, buyer beware, you know, before you actually believe something, before you actually pass it on, just, you know, have a bit of a think about, hey, where did this come from, and what's it really trying to do?
Well, that's,
you know, everyone's entitled to have their opinions heard and shared. It just is also important that we actually, you know, try to identify what comes from reliable sources.
Well, that's very good information. Well, and thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
A pleasure, Alex. And check out all the content, particularly in ABC Education, or just pop in ABC Media Literacy Week. There's some fantastic, you know, stories and resources about the context of, you know, this world that we're operating in.